现在跑到上面，但是我电脑这里不见了。Where am I? Oh, 后面在控制。Okay, this doesn't work. No wonder.All right. 今天呢，要跟大家讲这个两种的选择。
Today's title is "Blessed but not a blessing." Two kinds of choices.
对啊，英文叫 BBNB. Be blessed, but be not and be blessing.
I want to talk about the importance of an angle.
角度不是说你看事情的角度，角度乃是说你这个走路的一个角度的问题。
We're not talking about the perspective that you're seeing things, but we're talking about real angles, the angle that you walk.
1983年
In 1983
10月31号
October 31st
韩国有一个班机
There was a Korean airline.
它从 Alaska 起飞
Took off from Alaska.
它要往这个韩国飞回去南韩飞回去
Flying to South Korea.
飞行人员呢并不晓得说这个他们的电脑里头那个指着那个方向有大概有 1.2 度的那个差距。
So the unbeknown to the crew, they didn't know in the computer there was a 1.2 degree of error in the computer.
也就是说，如果你要飞这个30度从南算起的30度那它有可能是31.5或者是28.5，是不是？所以这个差距的话，左右差会差几度？三度。数学还可以哈。
So in the latitude control, there was a 1.5 degrees, you know, plus an error, plus or minus. So altogether, there will be could be a 3 degree error.
当你在纸上面画，你们那个上中学的学生，你画那个角度的时候，你差一度的话，看不出来的。
So if you say if you're a student and you draw an angle and there was an error of a degree or so, maybe you can't see it.
所以呢，你就要画大一点的角度，这样子的话，那个差距如果是有那么小的差距的话，你画长一点就会看得出来。
So the longer you draw an angle, the more extent it goes, then you can see it.
所以我的小孩以前在学画那个角度，在量角度的时候，他画好小。我说那个太小了，根本就看不出来。
So my kids, when they drew an angle, they drew a really small angle.
当你画很大的时候，你那个角度你就发现有差距的。
You can't see when it's a small, but when you extend the angle, you can see it.
所以83年呢，这个飞机起飞的时候，他并不晓得说他有这个的差度，结果他就一直飞到哪里去？飞到苏联的空中。
So this airline, they didn't know they were going wrong by a degree or so.But then they fly longer and longer, and they flew into the area of the Soviet Union.
所以整部飞机就被炸掉。
And they shot it down.
机上面的人肯定是活不了了。
Everybody on the plane, of course, they died.
你看，就差那么1.5度。
So it's 1.5 degree error.
你刚开始飞的时候并不晓得有那么大的差别。
And when you first started, you didn't know it's such a big error.
但是你越走越远的时候
You get farther and farther away.
那个距离越来越大。
That the distance error becomes bigger and bigger.
到最后发生问题的时候就太晚了。
So when you find out there was a mistake, it's too late.
我今天要跟大家来看亚伯拉罕跟罗德的故事。
So today I want to talk about the story of Abraham and Lot.
你看我的 PowerPoint 这几个星期都很相似，因为上两次所讲的是两种的建造，然后还有两种的这个人生，这今天讲的是两个选择。
So you can see out my last few topics. The first one, I talked about two types of building. And then the second one, we talked about two types of lives. And then now I'm talking about two angles.
罗德是谁呢?
Who's Lot?
罗德就是当初当神来到这个乌尔的时候，招亚伯拉罕出来的时候，他跟着亚伯拉罕一起出来的侄儿。
So when God called Abraham to leave Ur, Lot went with Abraham.
所以在很多方面呢，这个亚伯拉罕的侄儿跟他很像。
So Lot is Abraham's nephew, and in many things they are very similar.
在他们有类似的背景。
And they have similar background.
我这里只能打中文，因为英文放上去的话就放不。下了他在这里说创世纪十一章三十一节，他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰，亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕，和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，他们都是住在一起的，他们是一样的一个环境长大的，然后他们也一起出来。
So in Genesis 11:31 it says Terah took his son Abram. Abram is, you know, is Abraham.His grandson Lot, son of Haran. So they lived together. They came out of Ur together.
所以我相信他们都有类似的朋友，他们也都有类似的这个影响，他们都有类似的这个教育。
So they probably have similar education, similar background, similar friends.
那他们两个呢，在财务上都很蒙福。
And they are blessed.In their possessions.
这个创世纪十三章二节跟五节，他说亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多，然后与亚伯兰同行的这个罗德也有牛群、羊群跟帐篷。
So in 13:2-5, it says Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold.Verse 5, now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents.
那他们都很有钱了。
They are pretty wealthy.
昨天晚上这个查经的时候，在谈这个财主跟这个乞丐拉撒路啊，那他们不是这样子的差别，他们是都是财主啊。
So、last night in Bible studies, we talked about the difference between the wealthy owner and the beggar.But they are not like that for Abram and Lot. They are not dissimilar.
他们两个呢，都很有爱心。
And they are both very loving, hospitable.
你看这个创世纪十八章二到八节，我很快的念过去。亚伯拉罕举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们。Oh, I'm reading Genesis chapter 18:2-8.If you can follow along. 他看到了那三个人，他就出来在帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，俯伏在地说，我主，我若在你面前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚在树下歇息歇息。亚伯拉罕急忙进帐篷见撒拉，说你连速速拿三细细呀，已经看不清楚了，连经啊，拿了面，然后又调和，然后做饼。亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来，交给仆人，仆人急忙预备好。亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和油并预备好的 牛犊来摆在他们面前，自己在树下怎么样站在旁边。有谁这样子招待客人的啊？你看到陌生人走过，你跑到门口那边拦住那个车子啊，然后怎么样匍匐在地。
So the Abraham treated these visitors, and he was standing right by them as they ate. I mean, who treat their guests like that?
然后匍匐在地的时候，还称他什么？我主。
And then he prostrated and then said, "My Lord."
如果我在你面前蒙恩，求你进到我房间来啊，到我的屋子来啊。
He said, "Please come into my home."
然后容许我拿点水，替你洗脚。
And let me get some water to wash your feet," he said.
然后赶快跑到里头去告诉太太说：“你赶快煮个饭啊，上道好菜啊，招待这个客人。
”So he got back into the tent, you know, in a hurry, and said, "Wife, you know, make some dishes and treat these guests."
他们挺有爱。亚伯拉罕挺有爱心接待客人的。
So Abraham was really generous and hospitable.
你要知道，罗德也差不了多少。
But Lot is sort of the same.
十九章一到三节，这么说，那两个天使晚上到了所多玛，罗德正坐在所多玛门口城门口，看见他们就起来迎接什么？俯伏于地下拜，说：“我主，也是叫我主，请你们到仆人家里洗洗脚，住一夜，清早起来再走。”他们说：“不，我们要在街上过夜。”然后罗德就切切的请他们怎么样进去。
So when the two angels arrived at Sodom, he was receiving the guests, the angels, in a similar way. He bowed down with his face on his ground and said, "My Lord."
过去的这种人情跟现在很不一样，是不是？
So back then the custom is really different from now.
我们要切切的求人招待我们，然后人家还要想一下要不要招待我们。他是切切的求你来我家，我招待你，然后呢，客人还要想一想要不要去你家。
Nowadays, you know, you got to ask somebody to, you know, take us in. And back then, you know, they ask us if we want to go to their home.
你知道他们都很有爱心，两个人都很有爱心。
Generous and hospitable.
这两个人都挺有这个公益公益感的正义感。
And they are sort of they have justice, I guess.
They defend the innocent.那你看创世纪十八章二十三到二十五。
So we look at chapter 18.
那时候
23 to 25.
神来到地上说他要去灭所多玛俄摩拉的时候，亚伯拉罕就在边抓住他求他说难道你真的要灭这个城吗？
So when God came to Abraham and said he's going to destroy Sodom, and Abraham justAsk God, do you really want to do that?
如果那个城里面有一些无辜的人，你还要灭他？虽然说整个城很这个败坏，但是还是可能有无辜的人，你还要灭他吗？
So maybe there are some innocent people in there. So do you really want to destroy the city if there are some innocent people in there?
所以这基本上是这个亚伯拉罕的祷告。
So this is Abraham's prayer.
那你看，罗德也差不了多少。
And then Lot is not far behind.
所多玛城里各处的人，连老带少都来围住那房，呼叫罗德说：“今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里？把他们带出来，任我们所为。”罗德就出去关上门，到众人那里说：“众弟兄，请你不要做这恶事。”他替这些人请求。
So in 19:5, you know, these people in Sodom, they called Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have sex with them." And Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, do not do these wicked things."
那全城的人来到他家门口，他还替这个客人说话。
So when the whole whole town came to in front of his door, and he was defending his guests.
为那些无辜的人来伸张公义。虽然后面那一句话很奇怪，等一下我们会讲。
And he's defending the innocent, but then something's kind of weird behind that. We are going to talk about it later.
所以亚伯拉罕跟罗德很像，在某在生活各个方面看起来都很像的一个人，他们有同样的背景。
So Lot and Abraham have very similarities. They have similar background.
他们有类似的这个财富。
And they are similar in wealth.
他们也都很有爱心。
And they are hospitable and generous.
他们甚至为无辜的人伸冤。
And they defended the innocent.
但是呢，罗德并不完全像亚伯拉罕。
But Lot is not exactly the same as Abraham.
你知道刚刚我们讲这个双胞胎，外面看起来很像。
So I just talked about the twins. You know, they look similar.
但不完全像。
But they are not exactly the same.
我们也讲到我们几乎每个星期天都来敬拜神。
So we come almost every week to be here.
我们好像都在做类似的东西，但是不完全像。
So we look like we are doing similar things, but we are not the same.
罗德并不完全像亚伯拉罕。
Lot is not the same as Abraham.
他是什么？罗德是凭着眼见来过生活的。
So Lot lives by his sight.
所以你读这个故事的时候，如果你清楚的话，那亚伯拉罕有很多牛羊，这个罗德也很多牛羊，结果他们两边的人呢，这个要争草吃啊，就吵起来了。
So if you read the Bible, you know, Abraham has a big herd, Lot did too. So, you know, their servants had argument with each other because, you know, they are fighting for the turf.
吵起来的时候就亚伯拉罕就说我们两家人不能住在一起。
So when they had an argument, and Lot and Abraham, you know, they say, we cannot live together.
就好像你有哥哥姐姐或者弟弟妹妹本来是在同一个房间。
So it's sort of like your brother and sisters when you used to live together.
然后呢你东西越来越多，他的东西也越来越多，都放不下。
And they all get a lot of things. I mean, they got more and more things, and they cannot put it all in one house.
都是，但是只有一个桌子，只有一个抽屉，放谁的东西在那边吵。
So there's only one drawer, one cabinet. You know, whose stuff are you going to put in there?
然后你就有一天就跟你的哥哥或你的弟弟说，我们分开吧，你去这边，我就去这边。
So you tell your brothers and sisters, you know, you go that way, and I go this way.
所以亚伯拉罕也类似，他就告诉这个罗德说：“你去哪一边，我就去另外一边，这样子我们不要在一起吵架。”
So Abraham said the same, you know, similar too, but he said, "Lot, you go this way, and I'll go the other way, so we won't have argument with each other."
他没有告诉罗德要去哪里，罗德怎么选择
？So he didn't tell Lot where to go, but how did Lot choose?
在创世纪十三章那里，罗德举目看见约旦河。在全平原直到索尔就是滋嫩的 都是滋嫩的那地在耶和华为灭索多玛俄摩拉以先如同耶和华的院子也像埃及地于是罗德就选择那块地所以罗德选择那块地是根据什么他所看到的
So Lot chose a piece of land that was really rich, and it says it was like the garden of the Lord, like Egypt. So what he chose was, you know, what he see.
那他如果根据他所看到的最好的，他选择了，那剩下的是什么？不好的，是不是？
So if he chose what is the best, what is left? That's not as good.
Yeah. 所以亚伯拉罕他是凭什么来做选择的？他是凭信心做选择的。
So Abraham, what did he choose from? He chose for his faith.
他 让这个罗德用他的眼睛去选最好的，他自己相信神也必为他预备。所以他亚伯拉罕的不一样，跟罗德不一样的地方，虽然他们很多一样的背景，他们的选择是方式是不一样的。
So Lot and Abraham have similar background, but Lot chose by his sight, but Abraham chose by his faith. He knows God is going to provide.
罗德选他看到他能够知道是最好的，而亚伯拉罕选择是让神来带他去神要去的地方，要他去的地方。
So Lot chose what he can see that he knows that is the best, is the richest land. But Abraham chose what God takes him to.
罗德愿意以恶作恶以成善。
So Lot is willing to use evil to accomplish a good thing.
所以刚刚我们读的那段经文，创世纪十九章七到八节。
So we just read chapter 19:7-8.
罗德出来把门关上，那到众人那里说：“众弟兄，请你不要做这事。我有两个女儿，
so,
还是处女。”
So Lot.Was defending his guests, and he told the townspeople, "Don't do this wicked thing to take them. But look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man."
容我领出来，任你们的心愿而行。只是这两个人既然到我手下，不要向他们做什么。
So let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under my protection of my.
罗德是一个很有正义感的，从某个方面来讲。
So in certain angle, Lot has, you know, justice. I mean, he has a sense of justice.
那他看到有的这个旅客来的时候，他就照顾这个旅客，到他家的他都要保护。
So when he has visitors, he has to protect the visitors in his home.
可是你读这个经文的时候，你发现怪怪的。在他家的不是只有这个旅客，还有他的女儿也在他家。为什么他的女儿就可以送出去，让人家任意而为
？But don't you think it's strange? His daughters are in his home too. But why can he just give up his daughters?
原来罗德他背后的这个原则是被扭曲的。
So the principle behind Lot is sort of crooked.
他住在索多玛、俄摩拉。他也算是个义人，他很多方面也都是爱神爱人的一个人，但是慢慢的索多玛俄摩拉的这个风气影响了他整个人的一个原则。
So in Lot was in Gomorrah and Sodom, and in certain sense he is a justice, he is a principled and righteous man too, but slowly.What's happening in Gomorrah and Sodom slowly changed a lot.
罗德是的，他是有爱心，但同时他也牺牲掉他自己的女儿。
So he,
他有爱心，但是他同时把他女儿牺牲掉，要把他们两个女儿拿出来。给众人任意而为。
Yes, I mean, in certain sense, Lot is a loving man, but he is willing to give up his daughters to give them to the townspeople.
那罗德最终最关心的是自己。
So Lot cares the most about is himself.
不是神。
It's not God.
在创世纪十九章十八到二十节。
So in Genesis 19:18-22,
当神来到对罗德说我要降火灭这个城的时候
，When God told Lot that He is going to destroy Sodom,
罗德就对他们说：“主，不要如此，我的仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩，你又向我显那么大的慈爱啊，救我的性命，我不能逃到山上。”恐怕那灾祸临到我，我便死了。看那这座城又小又近，容易逃到，这不是一个小的吗？求你容我逃到那里，我的性命就得以存活。
So Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I'll die. Look, there is a town near enough to run to, and it is small. Let me flee to it."
神要降火在这个城上的时候，已经大难临头的时候，罗德想到的是，哎呀，我逃不了那么远，那个山太远了，我可不可以逃到这个又近又小的这个城啊？他想到的是，我没办法做，我是软弱的，我实在没有办法求神怎么体恤我的软弱。
So when God told Lot to run to the mountain, he said, "Well, I can't run that far, and I'm weak. So maybe I can just go to this town, this small town." So all he thought about is, you know, he's weak.
所以罗德跟亚伯拉罕很像的同时，很多里头有不一样的地方。一个是他用他的肉眼来决定他要什么。
So while Lot and Abraham are very similar, but they are very different. Because one thing is Lot sees things with his eyes, with his sight.
罗德并没有抓紧神的原则，他乃是用人的方式，他甚至可以以作恶，以成善。
So Lot didn't hold on to the principle, God's principle, and he can even do evil to accomplish some good.
这种事情我们常常做。
And we do this all the time.
有一个辅导员辅导一个先生。
And there's a counselor, he was counseling a man.
那个先生就跟那个辅导员说，他太太最近就是生了小孩之后，这个脾气很不好。
So the man was saying, you know, to the counselor, his wife just gave birth, and his wife, you know, really has a temper now.
他很不好的时候呢，半夜小孩子哭的时候，太太爬起来的时候就很不高兴，就那边生先生的气，为什么晚上都是我起来你不起来。
So when the baby cried at night, you know, the wife was kind of short, and he was complaining to his husband and say, you know, how come I have to get up all the time, you don't get up.
太太一生气就把这个奶瓶往地上一摔，就把先生叫起来说，我要离婚。
So the wife was kind of short, and when she got up, he just threw the bottle down on the floor and said, "I want a divorce."
先生就很不晓得怎么办，就找了这个辅导员。
So the husband didn't know what to do, so he went to the counselor.
这辅导员就也是教会里的人啊，那就跟他讲说，哎，你下一次你先太太告诉你说要离婚的时候。你就告诉他好吧。
So the counselor, you know, he's from the church too, but he's, so he said, you know, the next time when your wife wants a divorce, you can say, okay.
果真这个先生就回去，太太下一次说我要离婚的时候，先生就说好吧。
So the next, you know, the husband went home, and then the next time, the wife wanted a divorce, and he said, okay.
果然太太就不敢再讲了。
So,The wife just stopped talking.
他们就平安无事了。
So they are fine.
你说这种方式好不好？
Do you think it's a good way?
好不好？他们叫这个以毒攻毒。
So,
this is very difficult to translate. You use poison to fight.Poison, something like that. 问题也许暂时解决了但是他是用这种什么没有持守一个圣经的原则来解决这个事情的话，你在想，也许这个太太真的就不敢再要离婚了，可是他心里面是怎么想他先生的？
So.It looks like you solved the problem, but you didn't solve the problem using Bible principles. So, you know, so what is the wife going to think?
以后发生事情的时候，太太会怎么想？先生随时都可以说要离婚的。
So when problem comes again, what is the wife going to think?
他们不闹离婚，主要是因为太太怕说先生同意。
So the wife is not going to ask for a divorce just because she's afraid of the husband would say yes.
Yeah, 表面上不闹离婚了，可是本质里头出现了一个问题。
So it looks like they are not going to get a divorce.But deep down, there's still a lot of problems.
虽然多时候我们活在这个世界，我们受这个世界的影响不错，我们表面上看起来也很有爱心，好像还是在那里敬拜神，可是里面很多内心里的一些原则观念已经有一些改变。
So it looks like, you know, it's just like us too. It looks like we are all, you know, praising the Lord and we come to church and all that. But back in deep down, there was still a lot of differences.
所以罗德很像亚伯拉罕，可是罗德在本质上很多不像亚伯拉罕的。
So it looks like Lot is very similar to Abraham, but deep down in the principles, there are many differences.
所以你看到罗德他的一生并没有带来什么正面的改变啊、影响。
So you can see Lot almost has no positive influence to other people.
首先他对他的女婿没有什么影响力。
So he couldn't influence or impact his son-in-laws.
他告诉他们说，神要把这个城灭的时候呢，他女婿在边笑他。
So when he told the sons-in-law that, you know, God is going to destroy Sodom, the sons-in-laws thought that he was kidding.
所以他女婿根本就不把他的这个女婿的叫什么岳父啊。不把岳父这个的话当一回事。
So the sons-in-law didn't take his father-in-law's words seriously.
这样的一个罗德，他对他妻子也没什么影响力。
And Lot didn't have any impact to his wife either.
当这个罗德告诉他们全部要逃的时候，不能往回看的时候，他太太根本就逃到一半就往回一转，就变成岩柱。
And Lot told the whole family, "When you leave, don't look back." And his wife looked back.
那时候先生讲的话啊，通常太太就要把他严守的，但是在这个家庭里头，他完全就没有一个尊重的一个啊感觉。
So usually, when the husband said something, the wife should take it very seriously. But in this family, you can see, you know, the husband's words didn't count.
I mean in the old time, not right now. Okay. 罗德对女儿一点影响力都没有。
He had no impact to his children.
当罗德逃到这个小镇的时候，逃到这个小镇的时候，后来他又担心这个小镇不保，然后结果还是逃到神要他逃的那个山上。你就看到罗德这个出尔反尔，他总是要神来体恤他的软弱，他体恤他软弱之后，他又担心，然后结果还是自己又乖乖的逃到神要他逃的地方。逃到那个山上的时候，没有其他人，就只有他们，他跟他两个女儿。
So when Lot went to that small town, and then he thought, well, maybe this small town is not safe. Then he thought, well, maybe I should really listen to the Lord. And then he went to the mountain. And when they got to the mountain, it's only Lot and his two daughters.
他两个女儿就在想说，我们父亲老了，这里又没有其他男人，那我要怎么办呢？我们把爸爸灌醉，晚上跟他睡觉，这样子我可以生小孩。
So the daughters thought, you know, there was nobody here, so what are we going to do? We are not going to have any children. So he, you know, make his father drunk and then they slept with him.
道德是相对的，对他们来说。为了要生小孩，他们可以以恶成善，跟他爸爸一样。
So morality to the daughters is all relatives. So in order to have children, they would do something evil.
所以你发现罗德他虽然很像亚伯拉罕，但是他的一生并没有带来给他周围的人任何的祝福。
So you can see Lot and Abraham are very similar in many ways, but in his whole life, he didn't bring blessing to anybody around him.
罗德他是一个蒙福的人生，但是他却不带给人任何的福分。
So Lot has a blessed life, but he didn't give any blessing to others.
他表面上有很多的爱心，他表面上有很多的正义，但是内心里面却是一个扭曲的，没有一个 真正敬畏神的一个立场。
So it looks like he was hospitable, he has love, he has a sense of justice, but he didn't really follow the Lord.
我今天要跟大家讲这两个人，是因为很多时候我们基督徒，我们做的事情都很像。
So I want to talk about these two people today because as Christians, many of us, from the outside, it looks very similar.
但是我们内心里面的动机到底是什么，只有我们知道。
But, you know, why we do things, you know, only we know in our heart.
只有神知道。
And God knows.
唯有那真正以神为神的，我们的生命才能够影响到我们的家人，我们的儿女。
So if we only treat God as God, then only then we can impact, have positive impacts to others.
我们如果只是表面的一些的方式，陪小孩，然后跟小孩讲话，但是没有从内心里面存着一个敬畏神的这个心来跟随神的话，我们的影响力也最多就是非常有限的。
So when we talk to our children and we just, you know, say things from the outside, but we don't, if it doesn't come out from a heart with a fear of the Lord, then the impact is going to be limited.
这是为什么我们有福音?
And that's why we have a gospel.
福音是从内心里面开始。
The gospel comes from the heart.
让我们基督徒的生活是从内心里面活出来的，不是从外面钻进去的。
The life of a Christian lives it out from the inside, not to put it from the outside.
当我们发现我们做不来的时候，
When we know that we cannot accomplish something,
当我们告诉小孩子你要爱你要相信耶稣，要爱耶稣，要相信耶稣，我们自己没有办法全心全意的来爱神的时候，小孩子都看得清清楚楚的。
So when you tell your children that you need to love the Lord, you have to live for Jesus, but they can see if we don't do it from our heart, if we don't do it ourselves.
当我们发现我们没有真的没有办法做的时候，我们需要回到耶稣面前。
So there is something that we, you know, we cannot do and we cannot accomplish, we got to go back and go before the Lord.
我们需要来到神面前说，主，我最近去教会，我在团契里面服侍，我对小孩子讲的一些话都是很表面，我内心里面真的没有办法爱你。
So we come before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, there are some serving that we do in church or things that I tell my kids, it really did not come from my heart.
我这两天到这个宣道的这个conference.
I went to an evangelical conference lately.
然后我们有分小组，小组里面有一个弟兄，他就开始分享。
And there's a small group discussion, and there was a brother who started to share.
他说我在这个学生事工里面传福音，我在学生事工里面很努力的去邀请人来，然后告诉人家耶稣。可是我必须坦诚的说，我感觉不出我有一个爱人灵魂的心。
So this brother, and he works in a student ministry, and he said he worked really hard to bring people in to tell them about Jesus. But I'll be honest with you, you know, I didn't have an honest heart that I don't feel the love of God in my heart.
很多方面很像亚伯拉罕，但是内心里面有一个本质上的不一样。
So just like Abraham and Lot, there was a fundamental difference in their heart.
我们要不要被神来使用，来影响我们周遭的人，影响家人，就在于我们愿不愿意真实的活在神面前。
So whether you really live, you know, according to the Lord.And that makes a big difference to people around you, whether you have impact to them or not.
我们首先要做的就是来到神面前，坦诚的承认我们里头的虚伪。
So first, you got to come before the Lord and confess to Him, you know, what is going on, the weakness in your heart.
第二件事情我们要做的就是来到神面前来向他呼求。
And then the second thing is we come before the Lord and call on Him.
求神来拯救我们这个虚伪的人生。
So we ask Him to save our weak life.
第三件事情要做的就是其他事情都先不做。
So the third thing is
来祷告向神呼求请他来拯救我们。
So the third thing is you've got to leave everything else behind just to come before the Lord and call on Him and ask Him to save us.
他的救恩就是当我们呼求他的时候他就让那些信靠他的人不知羞愧。
So His salvation is that for people who called on Him, they would not be in shame.
先不要想要做什么，我的孩子现在这个情况，我要能够怎么做？我就先来到神面前，坦诚的向他呼求，说我们内心真实的光景是有问题的。
So you don't need to do anything else. You know, you don't always have to.Solve the problem if there's things that happens. You don't have to think about what to do. But the first thing is to come before the Lord and tell them there's weakness in our own heart.
每天向他呼求，看神怎么带领。
Pray to Him, call unto Him, and see how He leads you.
我们一起来祷告。
And we all pray.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们向你来恳求主，我们。实在是不足的我们内心里面有许多的问题我们住在这个富裕的环境里头我们虽然也有爱主的心举动我们也有到你面前敬拜的这个行为跟每日去参加团契我们所说的我们所做的但是我们内心里面却是完全不一样的一个世界我们被这个世界所污染被这个世界所牵引主我们的心常常远离你我们需要来到你面前主我们不是靠方法我们也不是靠策略我们乃是靠主你自己在我们内心里面做改变的工作我们把自己交在你面前求主你来改变我们的心让我们能够真实的活在你里面让我们不要像罗德一样有蒙福的一生却不带给任何人一个祝福求主你来改变我改变我们的家庭改变我们的儿女先从我们自己被你改变开始祷告奉耶稣基督名求阿们